Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Hopefully your day is going well right here in the smack dab middle of winter. I told Nathan Forlina, I just got back from vacation. I come back, it's the middle of winter, and this sucks, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, especially probably coming from, 80-degree weather?
85 every day.
To 8 to 15 degrees, I think it was 8 this morning. It's 15 up to now.
But you said, hey, at least you got to get away. So we go away to Florida a lot, and a lot of times when we go away, it'll be like 50, 60 degrees here. Mm-hmm. So we're not really missing. But here, we picked the perfect time to go away this time because it was absolutely miserable.
Yeah, thank you, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
This is his fault.
This is his fault.
I don't like that groundhog. I cannot stand that groundhog because this is what he brings us, miserable weather.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because as I was coming in here, I was looking through Facebook and it says the ultimate Pennsylvania bucket list, 40 things to do in Pennsylvania. It's on here, but I'd only gotten through like 25, 26 of them, and I'd only done three of them. So there's lots of things.
Which ones have you done?
Well, let me scroll through this here real quick.
Because
we were going to talk traveling today. Yeah. And so, like, a lot of these are, you know, hike the Appalachian Trail.
What do you got in there? Probably Hershey Park, I'd imagine, is one of them.
I didn't get to that yet. Independence Hall, Liberty Bell, mm-hmm. Gettysburg National Park. No, we did do that. That was awesome.
Gettysburg's nice.
Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water House. We've wanted to do that. It's one of the great architectural designs. Never done it. The Rocky Steps in the Philadelphia Art Museum. Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park. That was an interesting one. Penn's Cave.
Top 40?
Top 40. I know. We've been there a couple times. We've done some things there. But, I thought that as well. Jim Thorpe, PA, mm-hmm. Longwood Gardens. What was the other one I'd done here? Let's see. Amish Country, no. Drive Scenic Route 6, no. Taste Beer at Yingling Brewery in Pottsville. Riverboat cruise on three rivers in Pittsburgh.
That's nice.
I would kind of like to do that. We've never done it, though. Again, so I was telling Nathan, I've been to like 42 states, but when I indulge in a Philly cheesesteak in Philly, I've done that. So like of the top 25 or so here, I'd only done like three of them. I'm assuming Punxy is on here, so that's four. But some people were like, I've done like 25, 26 of these things. A lot of these things look boring. Hike, Ricketts, Glen, State.
Probably a lot of them is just hiking and stuff, and just like sightseeing.
Not my cup of tea. We were just talking about this. I want to get in the car. I want to go. I want to see different kinds of places. I don't want to go hiking somewhere, to be honest with you.
I don't mind hiking because it depends how long. I don't want to hike all day, but if it's a nice 2 to 3 hour hike, I don't mind it because I do like traveling through the woods and especially different spots. I don't mind hiking, but I told Corey, I'm the exact opposite. I do not want to be cooped up in a car for mm-hmm. hours on end. I don't know why. I hate driving long. Probably I'd say over the 4 hour mark is whenever I start to be like, oh, really, really? Even like 2 hours, I still get like, come on, like this is taking forever right here. But I mean, I'll do it, but it's just, I don't know. I just can't sit still in a car for hours.
I would say this. We're going to talk some Super Bowl here because I want to get Nathan's thoughts on the Super Bowl. A few weeks ago, he talked about he thinks that the Chiefs dynasty is already maybe the best dynasty ever. So we're going to revisit mm-hmm. that and whether or not you still believe it. And really kind of bigger picture, if you have a take in sports, if you have a take, you want to be right with it, right? You don't want to make a take. I've been in the public for a long time. You know, you make predictions, you miss one, like, you're an idiot. Okay, well, so we're going to kind of get into that. I want to get into if you have a take in sports, you know, and it goes awry, which has happened to me many times, do you have to fall on your sword or do you double down on it? So I want to see see what Nathan says on that. We'll do some Super Bowl in a second. But I was going to say this, that if you're not willing to hop in a vehicle, now listen, a couple of things. You can see a lot of this country in a lot of different ways. You can fly to a lot of the country. You can see a lot of the country in a lot of different ways. If you're not willing to hop in a vehicle for a pretty long period of time, there are a lot of parts of this country you'll never get to. You won't see, because you can fly into Vegas, you can fly into New York City, you can fly into St. Louis, you can fly. But quite frankly, there are so many other things in the country that are fascinating to see that I want you as a young person. I almost feel like if you want to see and experience as much as the country has to offer, at some point you're going to have to be willing to drive there.
Yes. And you know what might be the difference too is a lot of the times I haven't driven. I've just been like a passenger. I feel like if I drive it,
right.
I know a lot of people probably think
it sucks to be a passenger.
I feel like a lot of people are the exact opposite. I feel like they don't want to drive.
My wife doesn't want to drive, but I hate being a passenger. I'm probably with you. If I had to be a passenger on an 8-hour road trip, for the most part, I'm going to balk at that. I want to be in charge. Yeah. I want to pick my music. I want to be singing as loudly as I can to my journey while I'm driving. That keeps me awake. But being a passenger, that's a good point. Being a passenger on a long trip, you know, if you don't have a lot to do, but nowadays you got your phone, you take your iPad, you can watch movies or whatever.
As much as I am on my phone, I can't stare at it for 8 hours straight. Like, I need a break. I need something to do. And like, whenever you just have the earbuds in listening to the music, after an hour, that gets old to me too. So maybe, and I wouldn't want to drive 8 hours straight, but maybe like, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to either get my mind just like focus in on something. Maybe I just need a task to do. I don't know. Maybe if I had a ton of schoolwork, it'd be different. I'd just sit down and, you know, knock that out during the long road trip. But
here's where life is just so different for generations. 9460435. Anybody want to chime in? I know you like being a passenger or the driver. You know, where would you like to go? Here's where life is so different. Okay, so you used to be able to buy, and you still can. You can a GPS, okay, mm-hmm. a GPS unit. All right, where you it'll tell you turn by turn directions. I didn't get one of those until probably 2006. All right, and we had a TomTom, a little TomTom. Well, then I believe it was the iPhone 3. I think when the iPhone 3 came out, that's when GPS on the phone became standard. So we're only talking like 2012, give or take.
I'd be miserable trying to do. And
right, you're 20.
I'm glad I.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I used to travel this country, and my wife and I used to travel this country with a freaking atlas, like this, you know, 100-page atlas that had every state was spread out over a couple pages or one page, even if it was a small state. And so, if I were to challenge you to use a fold up map driving from here to St. Louis, could you get there?
It'd probably take me a minute or two to figure it out, but I think I could probably.
Now, do you know how the Atlas insets work?
No.
And I said not insects, but insets.
I do not.
You could probably. Okay, I got to get on this highway and go from here to here, here, and that would get me to St. Louis.
Yes, I could figure out that much, like which highways to turn on.
Okay,
yes, I could do that.
So say, let me pull it. Say you're looking at a book here. This is a whole page of the book, okay. All right? Then there's a little inset, like right here, that's St. Louis, like that big.
Okay.
And when you get into St. Louis, you have to then navigate your ass around St. Louis, very confusing town, the worst Washington, D.C., based on like a 3x3-inch inset of the roads in town. What do you think of that?
That'd be frustrating.
There ain't no turn-by-turn, man. There ain't no, in 400 feet, turn left, and then get in the right-hand lane and turn right in another 75 feet.
Thank God for Google Maps,
man.
Because I could not do that.
So we used to,
I'd be so frustrated.
We used to print out MapQuest. There used to be a thing called MapQuest,
yep.
And it would give you turn-by-turn directions. But, you know, if there was construction in the town, forget about it.
Yeah, it's all screwed up.
Yeah, so.
Even if there's an accident or something, you just got to.
So think about it. Starting with, like, you could have gotten your own GPS, but starting in with the iPhone 3, give or take, it kind of became standard. I wouldn't want to travel anywhere in this country ever again without having GPS. It was all we had, but my wife and I, we literally would be fumbling around this big old atlas in the car trying to figure out where the heck we were.
Yeah, I've heard stories from my grandparents, my parents doing that stuff. That sounds absolutely miserable. So I am so glad that GPS is our thing. And for anybody who hates technology, you can't hate GPS, because it's about 50 times better than trying to navigate that.
I don't know how much you've traveled. I will throw this out to everybody. This is something I did want to discuss about traveling. And we're going to get to some sports. I want to play talk some music trivia here with Nathan as well. Because I did text Nathan when I was down in Florida that we kicked butt down on music trivia. We won three different contests, Nathan. We won nine free alcoholic drinks with our, because that's what they give you. So we won three. So we're going to get to some tips in music trivia because Nathan does music trivia. So I want to get your thoughts in a little bit on what do you need on your team to win at music trivia?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Is it better with three people? Is it better with 17 people?
Okay.
Well, 17 people, somebody should know the answer. But what if you have three of them arguing over the answer? Mm-hmm. See, that's where
we've had this discussion plenty of times whenever we go to regular trivia.
Okay, right.
Because there's so many conflicting different opinions.
That's exactly right. And so you need and we have a little bit of a group here that we play music trivia with, my wife, my sister-in-law, and me, and my daughter helps. She's 12, and my 12-year-old, she knows like some of the current stuff, so she can chip. So anyway, I want to get to that here in a little bit. But the travel question I have is, when you go somewhere, do you make a special decision, trip, whatever, for food? If you're traveling somewhere, and again, I've traveled all over this country, and will you look for a specific restaurant or a specific kind of food when you go somewhere? If you've ever traveled with your parents, did they do that? Were they looking for a specific thing?
I know plenty of people do. I feel like there, it depends, because there's this one spot whenever, because we oftentimes get out of the Outer Banks whenever we go on vacation.
Do you drive?
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
It is.
That's a long drive.
About 7.5-8 hours. But there's one fast food spot down there we usually always try to hit.
Oh, I got to know.
It's called Spanky's.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
This a local place. It's a local place.
I don't know if it's a local place, because I feel like I couldn't tell you if it's local or not. But in North Carolina is the only time I've ever seen them. So
okay,
it might just be a southern thing.
Well, it's
maybe
funny that you mentioned a fast food. I got a text here from a buddy, Matt. Says, my wife and I did the Atlas thing in 2010. With that said, he doesn't think he could have found any of the hockey rinks that they just went to for a tournament this past week without turnbacks. Again, life is about what you get used to, you know? It's about, but there's no way in the world I'd ever want to do the Atlas thing again. For me, when I was traveling around, my go-to restaurant I used to look up was Steak and Ale. Now, Steak and Ale, it was a phenomenal national chain. They were owned by a company that owned Bennigan's also. And they went out of business 10, 15 years ago. But I had one in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I was going. Anytime we would go anywhere, St. Louis, Jacksonville, Florida, my wife, I would always look up Steak and Ale, because this was great, great stuff. Now, for me, it's Romano's Macaroni Grill. Other than steak, which you can get a lot of different kinds of places, whatever, but they have a pasta meal there that's my favorite pasta in the world, probably my favorite meal other than steak. So when we went to Florida, there's one about 10, 12 miles away, and that takes 30 minutes to get there. So last year I drove down there, and I got an order of my pasta, and I brought it back. No, I wasn't going to cut it. This year I got a catering order.
Okay.
Now, it said it served 5. I'd say it probably served more like 7. It was only $52.
Every day.
I eat this crap every day, man. I eat this stuff every day. To the point where by the end of it, I was like, done with it. This is my favorite meal in the whole world. It's called Penne Rustica. It's pasta with a great sauce, ham, cheese, chicken, or bacon on there. So, after I'd eaten it for, basically 6 out of 8 meals, I was like, okay, I'm kind of done with this.
Yes.
Could you eat too much of the same thing if you love it?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. Because I'm one of a few people in my house that actually eats leftovers. So there's times where, like, for lunch, I ate the same thing for the last week and a half for lunch, pretty much. I think it was 9 to 10 days straight. I ate the same exact lunch every single day. So,
pasta, meat, what?
Oh, it was just a salad with, like, this dressing.
Okay.
That's all I ate for lunch.
That's salad, how you're so thin, right?
Maybe, I guess.
See, I don't eat vegetables, so I'm piling on.
I tried. My New Year's resolution was to at least eat one vegetable, one fruit a day. Because
I would have made it like January 2nd.
Well, I do try to do that regardless, but I was like, making a mission. You're not going a day without doing that, because you got to try to put some healthy stuff in your body. But I ate that every single day for the last week and a half.
Good for you.
Which, I mean, let me eat a lot more in the night, too, so I guess I wasn't.
That's a good way to do it. So the other place I wanted to get to, and I actually got to it twice, was Checkers. Have you ever heard of Checkers?
Yes.
Or Rallies. It's a hamburger place. Mm-hmm. They're the same thing. They're just called a different place. So Checkers, they serve a burger called the Big Buford. Kind of tastes like a Wendy's double, Dave double from Wendy's. But they have these fries that, you know, basically they kind of taste like Popeye's fries. If you've ever had Popeye's fries. But to me, they're my favorite fries. So I found a Checkers while I was down in Florida. And then on the way back in where the heck did we stop? Somewhere in Maryland. Oh, in Hagerstown. They had a Checkers. So mm-hmm. I had Checkers. So when I travel, I'm definitely one of those people. I'm looking for – we have a ton of restaurants here, which is great. Almost anything you want is here in Altoona. But I'm definitely looking for certain specific places.
There's two other spots that I thought of, and they're both in Dewey Beach because we've been there a couple times over the last couple of years whenever we just go to the beach by ourselves, our family. But I don't know what the pizza shop's called, but there's a pizza shop on the main drag there. Excellent pizza. They're big slices. There's this chicken bacon ranch one, and there's buffalo chicken pizza one. I like them both. I get a slice
nice.
Each. And then there's another spot there called the Starboard, which my entire family, we love it. It's so good. First of all, great pricing for the amount of food you get, which is always a big deal. Exceptional pricing, and it's just so good. I mean, Everything there's good.
I think we're kind of fortunate if you live in the Altoona area.
Absolutely.
We have almost
there's
any
so
restaurant.
Much.
I mean,
there's so much.
I used to 25 years ago look for a Chili's, you know, somewhere, you know, or an Applebee's or Outback Steak. I mean, we have so much mm-hmm. stuff here. Clark, sir, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, you wusses on travel.
yeah, right.
I remember back in the day when you got maps at the gas stations. When we went to Florida when I was a kid,
yeah,
there was no I-95.
Right. So how did you get there? Like some back, you know, state route.
Route 301.
Okay.
Outside when you get to Delaware, I believe it is. You can take that, and that has the. It goes through all the towns. There are traps as far as you know, speeding. Andy and Mayberry will come out and get you, but it had the center plot, you know, of grass. It was two lanes in each direction, but it had a center plot of grass. And then I-95 came up. We've gone to Florida in three different ways: drive, fly, and train, which was never again.
Oh, really? I've gone to Chicago on the train. I got a sleepover cart one time. I love the train. You're not a train person.
We didn't have a sleepover.
Yeah.
It was, this was probably in the mid-60s, and it's 26 hours from the North Philadelphia train station down to Miami Beach. Oh, my God. What a trip.
That's, with no, probably no electricity. See, nowadays, Clark, sir, you get on a train, you got electricity at your seat, you can get Wi-Fi, you can do anything, and you're just a passenger. So train travel back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, I can't imagine how boring that would have been.
No, well, you rented pillows in the evening. They were like 25 cents a piece.
What? You had to rent a pillow? Wait a minute. This is in the 60s for 25 cents? That's like $3, man.
Well, that's 25 cents back in this 1965, 66.
Good grief.
Like that.
Did you have to be rich to rent a pillow?
No, well, 25 cents. No, I mean, you can get a hot dog at a game for 25 or 50 cents back then. But anyway, as far as road trips, we've done road trips, circle tours out of different places on the West Coast. Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., Salt Lake City, Denver a couple of times. We've also traveled up and down the East Coast, all the way up Nova Scotia, been in most of the eastern Canadian cities, and we've been in Vancouver and Victoria on the other side. All of this was driving. You know,
that's what I was saying to Nathan earlier. If you're young and you don't like driving, which is fine. I didn't necessarily like it when I was younger either. As you get older, you won't be able to see so much unless you're willing to, you know, wherever you are, you know, flying to Vegas, you got to drive to the Grand Canyon or Phoenix or wherever. You got to drive somewhere to get there. Because that's, you know, otherwise, not everything is always right there in the big city.
Well, if you want to get to the major parks out west, you're going to have to drive to get to the ones in Utah and Colorado and, you know, like you just talked about, Arizona and stuff. You got to be willing to drive. You miss a lot of things. And you can get to some of the local, you know, haunts and restaurants and different things. So it's a, you know, it's an experience that lasted a lifetime. We have, you know, talk about it all the time, different places that we've been to and experiences that we had.
How many times do you get lost using these dadgum maps?
Get lost? Not that often. Now, you know, sometimes when it comes to the GPS, you know, your attention is somewhat taken away.
I have no idea where I'm going. We used to take my father-in-law before he passed away, and he would always say, "Hey, where are we going? How long are we on this?" I'm like, "I don't know, man. I'm following what she," and he'd get mad because he was like, he was old timer. He wanted to know where we're going. How long are we going to be on this? When are we going to stop? I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing what she tells me to do, and then stop talking to me about it. You know, but this was some conflict here we had for several years with this stuff.
Well, you can before you go, it's helped to get educated either via your you know, computer at home. You can put the route in and see what it would be, so you are getting some education when it's on the GPS.
I'm totally dependent on what Siri tells me to do. I live my life by Siri on the road.
My mom just texted me. She said we used to use MapQuest to track out our drive and then read from a paper. That's what they used to
do. Yes, right.
That's what they
would
do.
Ask her how often she got lost, because MapQuest was great. And we Google MapQuest to see if it still even exists. It did work. It was good. You could print it out and it would help you. But again, if there was construction and a road was closed, F you, man. You're done. You're toast, because it'll just keep trying to tell you to go back the way it was.
I remember there was a lot of frustration times whenever stuff went in. That was always it was always nice.
Mom and Dad yelled at each other.
Yep. I feel like every couple.
Yeah, that's right.
She said often.
One of the things we like to do when we do some of these road trips, if we pass a college, we take a trip and go through the college. Just to see, you know, what it's like.
That's interesting.
I would love to do that.
That's
too.
An interesting concept. I never thought of that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Utah State, San Luis, Cal San Luis Obispo, several others. The Cornell, Dartmouth, what is the other one in Harrisonburg? James Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we look for things like that. And now going across Route 6, I've driven just about the whole length of Route 6, and we did it coming back from Michigan one time. Said, instead of using the Interstate I-80, let's go across Route 6. It took a little bit more time, but it was fun going through some of the little towns. And you often wonder, what do these people do for a living up here?
Yeah, that's good. You know, good stuff, man. That's a good story. I like that idea about the colleges. We'll get one more call before we take a break. Again, I always say this. Nathan probably comes in here and wants to talk sports, and it gets dragged into the craziness of my
whatever.
Brain.
I'm all game for
this. This is far more interesting to me.
What are we going to talk about now? Spring training and the Pittsburgh
exactly.
Pirates?
See, that's what we're going to talk about over the
NBA
next few weeks.
All-Star
there's
game.
literally nothing going on.
Nothing.
Dave, what's going on, pal?
Hey there. Great show. Back in the day in the 90s, there were no cell phones. I drove the whole way across Colorado, and me and my dad, he had the old camcorder.
Yeah,
you know, and yet we did AAA, where they did a little map, you know, page by page to get you there, but it didn't always work, you know. And then we just had to go, we found our way, you know.
You said something funny. You said little camcorder.
How big was
that sucker?
It was big.
You ever seen a camcorder, Nathan?
If I'm gonna look up a picture, because I think I think I know what we're talking about, but I just want to double check.
So, yes, that's the thing, Dave.
It's the thing Shaq has in that one. Yeah, okay.
These the thing about videos, I remember we rented a cam. I didn't have one growing up. We rented one time for a school project we had to do. My dad rented one. It was like $35 for the day. This is like in the mid 80s. This is a lot of money. So, yeah. So, now you think about this, and any older folks out there who had a camcorder, now everything is on your phone. You can videotape the whole world on your phone. The concept of a kid looking at a camcorder, their head would probably explode.
Right. You know, we would get lost, but we'd be like, this is great, you know, we find different places just by getting lost.
Slower time. It was a different time, right. A slower time. We could enjoy life.
Well, here, let me tell you this other one. My dad packed us all in the back of a Ford pickup, the kids. We were small.
Yeah.
In the back, made a board, and had us just in this back of the bed of a truck. Took us down the beach.
There ain't no damn seatbelts. No, nobody's wearing a seatbelt.
No,
you'd get pulled over so quick nowadays if you even thought about that.
Talk to you guys later. I'm driving.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. When I was a kid, we drove to New Mexico. My sister ran off, got married, lived in New Mexico for a while. So we packed 7 people in the car in one of those old kind of vacation type of station wagons that the Griswolds are driving. I sat on the floorboard for most of this dadgum trip between the two front seats. There ain't no seat belts. Nobody cared about any of that
stuff.
That's
crazy. From where it used to be to now, oh my God. Like literally from, 30 years probably? That's crazy. From whenever I grew up to whenever you were a kid trapped. That's insane.
When you hear these stories, because your parents are younger. They're not real old, right? They're not in their 50s.
Yeah.
When you hear these stories, did it make you like what country are you talking about? What year are we talking about?
I'd love to hear the stories because as much as I love technology, I also would have loved to live through that time.
But see, that's why when you see people say like 1985 was 40 years ago. It might as well be 100 years ago what we're talking about
it's
now.
It's crazy like, different. It's night and day compared to what it used to be.
Have you seen the thing that says, like, in 1985, Back to the Future was made, and they go back to 1955. And you're in a completely different universe. 1985 versus 1955, you're in a completely different universe. And yet, we're talking technological things here. Quite frankly, if we went back to 1985 right now,
the world would explode. No one would know what to do.
Well, yeah, it'd be so different. There'd be no the technology. Nobody would have any idea what to do. But slower time, simpler time.
Yeah, they should make an updated movie of that, Back to the Future, with 2025 to 1995.
Oh, my God. Here's another. I got to take a break. Caller number two. You know what it says on the screen for caller number two? Hitchhiking.
Ooh.
This used to be a thing. I got to take a break, caller number two. I'll get your story in a second.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99 and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
All right, welcome back. We'll talk some sports here in a second, I promise. I can't wait to hear this story because we're sharing some funny travel stories. My dad used to tell me about how he would hitchhike across the country. And I grew up watching in the 80s watching this movie called The Hitcher with C. Thomas Howell and Rutger Hauer. And Rutger Hauer is this crazy person. He likes to pick people up on the road and kill them. That's how I learned about hitchhiking. Caller number two, how often did you hitchhike?
I hitchhiked a lot from UD to Columbus in college. That was very common because it's about 50 miles.
And when is this, 60s or 70s?
This is beginning in 1969, but I did hitchhike from Banff, Canada to Big Sur to Chicago with a buddy of mine. And we almost got killed about 5 times.
Wait a minute. Well, okay. Now we're getting to the juicy stuff. So Rutger Hauer picked you up and he tried to murder you somewhere along the highway.
Well, at one point we had a guitar, a tent, and 2 sleeping bags, and one of us was assigned to run after the car if they pulled over. So I was assigned to run to this car, and I opened the passenger side and he's got a gun and he starts raising it. And so I ran like hell and I said, Jeff, go into the bushes. So,
now, is this somebody that had already been driving you?
No. We were hitching, and you never know who's going to pick you up.
So he just pulls over, right, and he's got a gun. He's aiming it at you for some reason.
Yeah, and so we ran into the end of the woods, and he drove away. But truckers would always try to run us over, too, just for fun. But this is the best part. We put our tent up in Santa Cruz at the beach, and so I'm at the edge of the beach playing guitar, and these 2 pretty girls come up and they go, "Is this a nude beach?" And I said, "Yes."
Of course. Why would you say anything otherwise?
It was great. It was fun. You know, I had no idea if it was a nude beach.
And then the cops came.
Oh, the cops did come. They kicked us off the beach. They said it was illegal and we were going to get botulism or something.
Nathan's head is spinning round and round in circles over there because the concept of hitchhiking across the country to a young person, Nathan, that's got to be so completely bizarre.
I could never fathom that happening nowadays because there's about 10,000 things that would go wrong. 10,000.
You can't get a stranger with an Uber, though. An Uber driver, they're strangers.
Yeah, they are strangers.
But
the first thing that comes to my mind when I think hitchhiking is there's something about Mary whenever Ben Stiller.
Yes.
That's the first thing that comes to mind every time I think of hitchhiking.
That's a good one. Hey, that's not far off. I'll tell you, I wouldn't hitchhike now, but what an experience, though. It's something you never forget.
And
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, you would never do it now. Appreciate the call, man. 946-0435. These are great stories. I love this stuff. Anybody else want to shoot the bull with us about your travel stories? Because here's the thing. Nathan and I were talking about this off the air. Okay, so the Super Bowl's over. Football season's over. We've had phenomenal discussions for the last 8 months or so with football. All kinds of things. This time of year, What are you into? What are you following right now? No Super Bowl. Penn State basketball is probably the worst it's ever been collectively between men and women. I can't stand hockey. Don't care about it at all. So what gets you through this time of year?
So the past, let's say, week and a half, I haven't really I mean, I turn something on, just have something on, whether it's a basketball game or something like that, like college basketball, but I'm usually not fully paying attention. So really, for me, I mean, whenever UFC, whenever they have their big premium events, I do tune into those. But besides that, wait for March Madness, and then I'll tune in for the first week or two of the baseball season, then I'll probably do the same thing I do every single other year, where it's kind of just, it becomes background noise. And that's kind of how it all goes until August with football back. I mean,
so middle of summer, June, July, tough.
Middle of summer, I'm trying just to be out of the house and doing stuff, because I'm like, there's nothing on here. Maybe, well, I always did my summer movie thing where I try to watch as many movies as possible just to keep me entertained. So what I would do is, that gets me through the summer. But
what I wanted to ask you, because I haven't been on since the Super Bowl, and we did a real good show a couple weeks ago where we compared dynasties, and we looked at the Patriots, and we looked at the Niners, and we looked at, you know, some other dynasties, and you made a really bold statement about the Chiefs, which was what?
I said that they, in the 7-year window, they're the best dynasty that ever existed in the NFL.
Okay. So, they got their ass handed to them, something fierce. Mm-hmm. The final score of 40-22, it doesn't matter. That
might as well have been.
It's one of the worst. That's one of the biggest ass whoopings we've ever seen in the Super Bowl. This is the funny part, because all these people that have been talking about Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's going to overtake Tom Brady, this and that. Tom Brady's calling the game.
Tom Brady loved it more than anybody else.
He had to love every second of it.
You know, every time there was a commercial break, he was talking to Kevin. He's like, I'm the greatest.
He's probably I'm safe. You're not that he's going to egotistically say it on the air, but he's probably looking at Patrick Mahomes throwing pick sixes to Cooper DeJean. He's
never do that.
And he's like, somebody's saying this guy's better. So this is kind of what was at stake here a little bit, because the Chiefs, had they won 3 out of 4, we'd never seen it before. You had a leg to stand on. Do you feel like you have any leg to stand on now because they lost so badly? The dynasty has still been great. Mahomes is still great. But they got destroyed twice. I mean, they weren't tremendously competitive against the Buccaneers, right?
No, they were not. It was actually maybe worse.
And this was one of the worst Super Bowl. So now what we're talking about here is, okay, you got there 5 out of 6 years, but you got humiliated twice. So where are you now with looking back? How much, did your view of the Chiefs change by that blowout?
It's tough because you can't get blown out twice. If it happens once, bad games happen. And that's what you can point to as an excuse. It was like two terrible, like it was the two of the worst Super Bowl losses of all time. Now, granted, I don't know how much of it is on Mahomes. I still think Mahomes is a great quarterback. If you don't think he's a great quarterback, you clearly don't watch football.
I didn't think the first one was on Mahomes, the 31-9. His offensive line was atrocious in that game. The Buccaneers were all over him.
But he made mistakes in this game. He did make mistakes.
This one, you can say that, well, the Eagles are getting home all the time without even blitzing. They were just sending their front four, and they were still getting. But Mahomes made bad mistakes in this game.
The Cooper DeJean pick, that was an incredible play by Cooper DeJean. Now, should Mahomes have thrown that? Probably not, because still, as a quarterback, you should know where the defense is and what coverage they're in. But the one to Zach Bond in the 2-minute drill, it was inexcusable. You throw a pick inside your own 10, basically, so guaranteed score, at least a field goal. But the Cooper DeJean pick was just an incredible play by Cooper DeJean. But what I will say is I think this hurts the Chiefs. I do. I'm taking everything I said back. They are not the greatest dynasty in 7 years. I'm going to give back to the Steelers because, although Chiefs made one more Super Bowl, they've been more competitive than the Steelers were over 7 years. I know the Steelers won, but outside those two or the three other years, they weren't very competitive. And the Chiefs have been, but you can't get humiliated twice. And again, the first one was just a mismatch everywhere, and this one was a mismatch. I mean, I said it here, and that's why I predict the Eagles to win. I do think the Eagles are the better team, and I think the better team won, clearly, but it was too much of a humiliation to where even a guy like Kelsey was a non-factor. Mahomes, especially Mahomes too, while I think he was pressured a ton, his offensive line didn't hold up. He did miss passes, so while it's not fully on him, he is to blame a little bit as well. So
yeah, the thing about doing this, and I'm not picking on Nathan. I think this is a good discussion for the way.
I was completely wrong. Yeah, I was completely wrong.
And what a lot of you, but what a lot of the general public doesn't understand is that we have to give predictions. When you're on this side of it and you're giving predictions all the time and you're making statements, you know, you're not going to bat 1,000. You're going to get some wrong. We all get some wrong, and yet we'll get hammered by people. Oh, you're an idiot. You're a moron. How'd you pick them over that? How'd you pick them over? Well, because we make public picks, and when you make public picks, especially, and I challenged you on it pretty good 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely, yeah.
When you make public picks, there's a chance you're going to be right and you can be a genius. There's a chance you're going to look stupid. And that's the like, now that you've done this for close to a year, I'm a big believer that words matter, that, you know, making picks, making predictions. I had never picked Penn State to beat Ohio State, not one time, not ever, until 2 years ago when they went out there and they end up losing. Drew Aller had a horrific game. That's the only time I've ever picked Penn State to win a game. And I feel badly about it because I still felt like Ohio State was a better team. I just kind of thought, well, if I'm ever going to do it, the talent level is pretty even. Marvin Harrison ended up being the gigantic difference in that. But typically what happens is you pick against Penn State and then they win. Oh, you're a moron.
Mm-hmm.
You're a moron. You're an idiot. And so you hear that side of it. And quite frankly, I kind of got tired. I've kind of always been out on a limb a little bit sometimes with picks. And I've always felt bad about that pick for taking Penn State. Because I feel like of the thousands of picks I've ever made in my career, I kind of did that one to avoid getting ripped on by the public. I still felt like Ohio State would win, but I kind of acquiesced a little bit. And to me, when you make a prediction, when you make statements, and this is why I can't stand Stephen A. Smith, because he can't believe everything he says. Your generation of people growing up with First Take and everything, it's all so contrived. All they're doing is trying to argue on purpose. And I don't believe you can argue about that many things. I mean, when you get common sense people together, you're generally going to agree, not disagree. You're going to agree on 70-75% of the things in the world, because you're drinking water. You can't sit here and tell me that you're drinking soda. It's water. I see it, right? We agree on that.
Somehow Stephen and Jan Sharp would disagree.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to kind of have this discussion. And I'm glad you owned it, because I didn't like the take at the time. But if they would have won, you probably would have been right.
I would have played a genius.
If they would have won the game and won 4 in 6 years, 3 in a row, you definitely. But the way they lost and seeing Mahomes play so badly, this is why I go back to Brady be able to watch the whole thing. He had to be loving every second of it.
Absolutely, he had to have been loving it, because, like I said, he knows that if Mahomes ends up with 7 Super Bowls and they're tied, pretty much the same accolades. Everybody's going to remember Brady that he didn't get blown out in the biggest game.
Correct. You know,
whenever he was getting blown out 23, what'd he do?
He came back and
won the game.
Right. Yep.
So that's what everybody's going to remember about Brady. And whenever they think about Mahomes, it's going to be, oh, he lost to Brady in the Super Bowl. And then on top of that, he got humiliated against the Eagles in this coach that no one thought could get it done, Nick Sirianni. So.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts, who was always doubted and underproved as well.
The Eagles came out and just absolutely pummeled that team. The Chiefs, it was so weird because we've not really seen it. They didn't look ready at all. They didn't look ready for anything that the Eagles did.
They haven't looked ready a lot of the year, and what happened was it seemed like their competition played down to them. The Eagles did not. They just came out of the gate, and that was even without Saquon Barkley making a big impact.
Right.
That was
the only thing they did a good job of, the Chiefs. The Chiefs were not. They were so completely hell-bent that Saquon was not going to have a great day, and he didn't. But
you know who did? Devontae Smith,
yep.
A.J. Brown,
yep.
Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, I think, had 2.5 sacks. All these guys. And Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts played out of his mind, and now he's going to be thought of as a great quarterback, which is good because he always got the bad end of the stick because he is on a very talented roster. So I'm glad for him as much as anybody.
946-0435. When we come back, I want to get Nathan's tips on, look, a lot of you will go to music trivia or movie trivia or whatever, various places around town, or if you go, I want to get Nathan's tips on how you win music trivia. He does music trivia a lot. So what do you have to have on your team in order to win like a trivia contest out at a public place? We'll get to that fun discussion here in a second.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Daytona International Speedway. Jesse Love led three times for 30 laps in this one to grab the checkered flag.
It almost felt easier than if there were a bunch of, you know, Chevrolets behind me, because I feel like the Chevrolets break through the bubble a little bit better. I don't know how I got in that position anyway. Like, it was weird. I kind of was trying to block both lanes, and maybe they just got down quickly. But yeah, I kind of knew that if I didn't get down, that we were probably going to lose the race. So, I mean, whether or not I was clear, I knew that that was the only move I could make. So had to kind of get down there. And if I wasn't clear, hope that I kind of knock him down, then I, you know, kind of stall his momentum out and I can still be a leader. But regardless of the situation, we were just clear enough. And I kind of thought I was clear. But then by the time I got, you know, kind of to his bumper, he was like connected immediately. So it was probably like when I made the decision to move down, he was probably, you know, a quarter car length back, and he was coming with momentum. So it kind of closed up and made it look, you know, really, really tight.
Three-time defending winner of this race, Austin Hill, led a lot of laps in this until reporting smoke inside his race car. His day was done. Sam Mayer was second, followed by Sheldon Creed. Carson Quapel and Taylor Gray rounds out the top five. Your quick point standing, Sheldon Creed leads by Jesse Love by 9 points after race number one of 2025. Up next for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Atlanta Motor Speedway, Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern on CW. You're on the final lap.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM.
Alrighty, welcome back to Sports Central, brought to you every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. No matter what you're looking for, head on over there, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. They'll give you a good shopping experience. They're not going to rush you in and out or anything. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. And we told this story a couple months ago. We drove out to the caverns out there for how, and sure enough, we saw 6481 William Penn Highway. Stopped there and saw J.M. Boswell's for the first time.
I'll tell you what, that's probably the highlight of the trip. So,
and yeah, I'd never known that was there if I wasn't getting out and traveling around America's highways.
Exactly. Got to travel around because you never know where a J.M. Boswell's pipe cigar might pop up. Besides, well, I'll give you a hint. It's 6481 William Penn.
There you go.
Route 22. But
when we were down in Florida, I said this earlier. We won three of our music trivia contests. The resort we're at, they do music trivia, family trivia, bingo, beanbag toss. They do this stuff throughout the day. And so it's myself. I'm 51. My wife is 53. Her sister goes with us. She's 46. And then my daughter is 12. She plays. So we have a really good team. And if my brother-in-law, who lives here, had been with us, I would say we have a pretty elite musical team in terms of being able to know a bunch of different genres and things like that. But there are times when we would argue about a song, you know. So you do music trivia. Mm-hmm. You know what it takes to win music trivia. What should people be looking for when they're assembling their team?
I think the first thing you have to have is diversity. You can't have everybody know the same exact thing because you're going to get those questions right.
Yep.
So you need to have diversity, whether that's different genres between, let's say, country, rock, and pop. You got to have somebody who at least has, like, I feel like with our team usually, we're not elite in country. That's our biggest downfall is we're not elite in country.
Do you have anybody, like any person that in the family that?
No.
Yeah.
It's rough. Now, we can tell you a lot of the popular stuff, but if you're going in-depth, like, you know, some of these alternative rock from the 90s, like my dad, my uncle, even me to some extent, can tell you pretty much all alternative rock 90s and stuff like that. So, like, that stuff's not an issue, but we cannot do that with country. And, you know, you get these 80s country songs. It's like, I don't know. Is it Hank Williams?
I can do 80s and 90s country. To me, country, I don't understand country, recognize country music over the last 15 or 20 years. You know, we play a lot right here on Hank 96.1. We play a lot of of George Strait and George Jones and Travis Tritt and Garth Brooks and all that stuff. The country music nowadays, do you, when you do your music trivia, do you include a lot of country music?
I usually try. Like, what I do countries, it's usually me four or five out of the 30 total just to have it in there so people know. And I usually try to pick one 90s, one 2000s because especially whenever 2000s and 90s, that's whenever it became more pop country. It wasn't like full country. So you had people listening more, whether it was Garth Brooks, the late 90s, you had Shania Twain come on, all those people where it felt more poppy than it was with like Hank Williams. And
now country is – so anyway, so you have to have people on different – but okay, if you're going to represent all the genres – how many people can you have on your team?
I think you can realistically have as many as you want.
Right.
You can have as many
but
as you want.
But you get 8 or 10 people. This is the problem. This is because in any group setting, when you're playing a game, you're going to have some conflict. Well, I think this is Travis Tritt. I think this is George Jones. George Strait. Not that anybody would get them confused. Who's right? Who's going to win that debate?
I
think this is Flo Rida. I think this is David Guetta. It becomes, and then you have a third person says, I think this is, I don't even know who else would compare to Flo. But
Pitbull.
Yeah. That's when you can have too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes. I think what you have to have is you have to have somebody, like you go with the person that has the best reason why. You say, okay, listen, I know it's this because blah, blah, blah. Whether they know the years they came out with, because on mine, you got to give me the year. I give you a decade. But that's also a big thing is you should try to kind of know what year. Like, if it's 80s, it's probably not. I've had people put Usher for 80s. I'm like, come on. We know Usher isn't from the 80s. If you said late 90s, yeah, he is. He was around, I believe, in the late 90s. But he's not around the 80s. So kind of be able to also gauge which years we're talking about right here. If you know it's a band, let's say, like, Guns N' Roses. Now, for me, it's a problem because I know, like, Guns N' Roses 87.
Yeah, you're looking for
like,
right.
stuff like that.
I would say this that, and so we could spend more time on this. Nathan does really good music trivia with it, but I don't like the year thing at all. So we've struggled with yours because I'd say we probably get 90% of the answers right, but the year, and you'll give the decade, you'll say, this is in the 80s. And I'll be pretty damn certain this is 83. And I'll think I'm pretty close, and then you'll say like 88, and I'm like son of a, because you know that's not something. So your preference for putting a lot of weight on the year is what?
It's the same amount of points. But
exactly,
I give a buffer too, where I give
you
half credit. I give a buffer. So realistically, you got a 30% shot if you had zero idea. Now. I will say that I'm going to try to wrap this up quick. A lot of people do associate certain things with certain years. So that's why I do include that on there.
I associate with periods, but the difference between like 82 and 85, that's the same in my
true,
mind.
True,
that's
yes.
kind of the same period. That's why we've always struggled with yours. We've done yours three or four times, and we've gotten a whole bunch of the questions right, but we don't come remotely close because we're always way the hell off on these years.
And I feel like a lot of people, whether it's like a prom or a dance or something, they're able to associate it with that, and that's what, or like a wedding or something like that. So that's why I put them on there, because I feel like people can associate with them. So I like to throw that on there because it does provide an extra step to win the
game. It's tough. You make it tough. I would say those should be like bonus point kind of things, but you make it, it's a whole third of the contest
is
a year. So you have no prayer unless you get a good number of these years that you're pretty close.
And I will say a lot of people are in the same boat as you.
Is that right?
And a lot of people do struggle with that. But
gotcha.
You know, I don't think there's many people that actually know. Unless you do it like I do, you don't usually know the years.
Yeah,
so.
But you give a half point or whatever.
Yeah, I try to give you a buffer. Yeah.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX Series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting. Whatever you need, the Kubota BX Series can handle. The Kubota BX Series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX Series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Hank FM.
All right.
What year, Corey?
This is Spin Doctors. I will say 1990.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm a double check. I think that's 1990.
Two Princes. Well, I remember this because I was.
See,
everybody can relate to something in your life. I played high school basketball, hanging out with my buddies who played high school basketball. I remember listening to this. So I guess 1990.
Oh, I was wrong. 91.
Okay. So see,
within a year.
But here's the thing. The way my mind works, it's like, all right, I'm pretty close. 90, 91. And then you say 94. It's like, son of a. Now I don't even get any points for it.
I'm trying to think of 94 alternative rock artists from that. I cannot think of any off the top of my head. 94.
Yeah, Spin Doctors. Did they have any other hits other than
this? They had one more. I just cannot.
I remember one more.
One more pretty big one.
This was a crazy random
Little
show.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
That's right. Yeah, that was the other one. Yep. So Nathan and I, we were talking. We enjoyed this kind of randomness. This was fun. Hopefully everybody enjoyed this.
Take care, everyone.
An exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC 1370.